morning. Today is Monday, August the 27th. Joining us this morning, the fairer of the Arkleys, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
we haven't asked what she's done with the body.
I know.
But perhaps she'll be back
talk
next
about
month.
That.
Yes. Our why do they say that this morning? What is the reason we say a neatly dressed person looks as if he or she just stepped out of a bandbox?
That is great.
Any idea?
Yeah. Well, considering what a bandbox is, isn't that the thing that they used to play bands in the middle of parks in the at the turn of the century, and they were all gussied up? Is that it?
You are like maybe two out of 35 that have gotten that close. Yeah,
oh,
pretty darn close.
Hey.
Because in the 17th century, special boxes were made to hold the bands or neck pieces which men wore. These bands were light and flimsy and ruffled and quickly lost their freshness.
Oh, well, I don't think I was that close.
The gussied up part.
That's funny.
So what's been keeping you out of trouble these days?
Oh, man, it's been hot in Willow Creek and smoky, but we've been super, super busy and traveling. So I am so happy to be home.
When you travel, the little bit that we do, it's about 3 days and I get the itch.
Oh, totally.
It's time to get back. It's time to, but there's always different perspectives, seeing things, ideas, a little bit of frustrations. When you guys travel and then come back, what sense do you have when you hit the fog?
Oh, total relief. Total relief. I just, you know, I'm a newcomer at 35 years being here. I'm originally from the Bay Area.
You're getting there.
I'm getting there. I'm still, a newcomer. But I adore it here. And I'm like you. I get the itch and I just want to, I get down and I get in the traffic. And there's traffic everywhere. It's not only in the Bay Area. And, oh my gosh, I become so angry that why do we have to sit like this and spend our lives like this? And then I get to come home and feel this air and look at this beauty, and I'm back. I'm better.
When you think of our area, other than the physicalness of it all, what would you suggest is the reason why businesses aren't relocating here? I mean, we hear about quality of life. That is kind of fun. I can ask you all the soft questions instead of worrying about
it. Yeah.
You know, we hear about quality of life being this big thing. That's why Silicon Valley took off and the Bay Area took off. Okay, and I guess we could probably argue that's why Santa Rosa did also in the 50s. Why not here? Are we just so isolated?
Oh, well, I think that's part of it. I think it works to our advantage and to our detriment. But I got to tell you, there is a Eureka derangement syndrome or a Humboldt County derangement syndrome that drives me nuts. I love it here, and I have a theory, and I say it to Rob, that honestly, I think a lot of Humboldt County people are spoiled. And I don't mean to be ugly about it, but most people who sit here and complain about it don't know how wonderful it is here and how beautiful it is. And you know, it.
By spoiled,
because
a
they
reference
haven't been
because
anywhere else.
This is norm?
This is what they know. So they see, yeah, we have some problems. I'm well aware of it. But hey, you know, if a person from the Rust Belt in the United States comes here, man, they think they've seen Shangri-La. I mean, seeing we have this.
So that even compounds my question about why aren't businesses relocating
here? I think
here?
It's a long way north. I really do.
Or just long from anywhere.
Yeah, I do. North and south. Exactly. But it's kind of its charm, too. I mean, we wouldn't want, you know, you mentioned Silicon Valley and the Bay Area. Man, I would no want to be there right now than fly to the moon.
It's, no question. But there's economic vitality there.
Yeah,
and there's
getting more and more here. What I gotta tell you, when I flew in about four nights ago, there were these group of kids. I call them kids because they
relatively speaking,
late thirties, and man, these people are cute and successful, and they're from here, And two of them in particular were moving back because they love it so much. They went away, they got their fancy degrees, and they just said, you know what? It is hard to beat this. And yeah, there's some things that need to be worked on. We all know that. But in terms of the collective of it, it is wonderful to live here.
So they're coming home with new
degrees,
family,
yeah.
With education.
Yeah.
To what?
Well, to
start up a new business?
And to blend into, this person was an engineer, and coming in and coming to probably work, I didn't get that far, but probably work for but you know what? This place is on fire with construction. I had no idea, because Rob and I want to redo part of our home, and man, they've put us off for like 9 months to a year. There, people are really, really.
It's called fire.
I know, but I think that they're busy. People are busy.
Right. And the mills are.
The mills are.
But it's taking materials out of the area, so we're kind of getting a little bit of a benefit.
We'll get them back
from the employment. But you know, that's one of the things that talking with a number of folks about the infrastructure needs.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable. I know that's a hackneyed phrase, but entry-level homes and the lack thereof, that there seems to be a balance that is trying to be achieved now.
Yeah.
So that those starting out can get into something.
Well, these, you know, are some of the most affordable homes in California, quite frankly.
Yeah, we'll talk. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Sherry Arkley. Sherry, before the break, we were talking about some of the post-college-aged youngsters.
Yes, they are real youngsters.
I'm kind of choosing my words there, too.
We used to be one.
Yeah, many moon ago.
Yes.
Coming back and seeing the area for what it is and the potential for what it is. One of the things I know you guys have fostered an awful lot is the entrepreneurial aspects of it. It's intriguing to me what it takes to be an entrepreneur. I mean, there's the genetic weakness, certainly.
Yeah.
The willingness to risk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have to be
that
brave.
That might be more of a cultural thing.
Yeah.
But if you're going to risk, one of the things I think a lot of folks have, if you're going to risk, at least give yourself the potential for big victory.
Yeah. And
putting it out on the table, be in a situation where if you win big. Because there's, you know, the percentages aren't there for you, for anything. Uh-huh. You know, fail 8 times, win once, you're a winner.
Yeah,
okay.
It's true.
So why a small, not humbled, why a small community instead of trying it like in Santa Rosa, where you're 3 or 4 times larger, or Sacramento or somewhere else? Is it because of the smallness of the area?
I think that's part of it. I really do. I think what draws people to here is the amazing. I mean, look out the window, or fly in here. It's just jaw dropping. This area right now, you know, we're under smoke and all, but man, we have one of the most beautiful national parks here. Just 45 minutes inland, you're in the wilderness. We have the biggest ocean in the world, right? You know, we can walk a few blocks and put our feet in it. I mean, it's absolutely the most chock full of things to do and to live next to I can imagine.
I'm sure you guys have got buds in New York City.
Yeah. Ugh.
The percentage of people that never get off the island in their life.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is stunning.
It's stunning.
In San Francisco who have never crossed the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, I mean, you get wrapped up in your day-to-day, and pretty soon you don't have any days left.
It can happen.
I wonder what percentage of Humboldt County has ever been outside of Humboldt County. Outside of Humboldt County.
Right. And they sit here and they complain. Not all of them. I understand that. But it really frosts me to hear the complaining because they don't know.
So the complaining is about the cultural stuff?
Yeah, just everything. There's nothing here. Nah, nah, nah.
Okay.
You know, well.
You're right. There's no neon.
There's no neon, thank God. I mean, very little, shall we say. You know, they just don't know what the other side looks like and how it wears on you. And
I think that's probably the key phrase, the wear.
It wears on
you. I mean,
you.
There's a novelty, sure. I mean, you want to go down and see a ball game.
You bet.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
Absolutely.
Go to college and, you know, see. Or visit a college if your kids are going. That's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
But if that's your only time away,
yeah,
it's really easy to become insulated.
And
I think that's probably a reflection of the stagnation we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but
people get excited about a KFC coming to town. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what, Brian? I think really,
it's kind of cool, but it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah,
also.
I just, what I think is a mantra in my life is grow where you're planted. You know, stop complaining, put your roots down and grow and reach out and flourish because there's something for everybody. And you don't have to be a gazillionaire because you know what? Problems come with that too. And, you know, it's, we just need to love where we are and contribute. I was telling you during the break, I've noticed, because Rob and I leave for several months at a time, and I've noticed when we come back, you really do see differences. And I've seen a lot of businesses have been painting themselves. There have been paint and on houses. People are putting money into their homes. Not big money, but they look put like a trellis out in front of their house. These little post-war homes all of a sudden have a trellis on them. And it changes. And they're you know, cleaning up their weeds in front of their homes.
I think the owner-occupied thing is starting with the demise of the illegal grows or the owner-occupieds, the lack of grow houses, the reduction of grow houses.
We really see.
There starts to see some of that.
People, we really see some pride. And I saw a really fun thing the word is not fun, really heartening thing this morning when I was driving here. I saw a group of men, three of them, walking along. They were in their kind of, you know, workout. They clearly weren't going to work. They were walking together. And they had, and they were totally normal looking guys. Not like you.
Right. Oh, now I'm the normal standard. Boy,
no, but they were walking along with gigantic trash bags and those pincher things. They were picking up trash. They were three guys walking together doing a walk, but they were also picking up trash. They were, you know.
Yeah, there's a couple of groups.
They were citizens.
Booner Hill.
Yes.
The morning walks.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, I was so heartened because they didn't have to do that. They are probably complete volunteers. But they took pride, and it just, I think Eureka is filled with people like that. They really are. Just go to Schaefer's and get a pot and fill it with some beautiful flowers and put it out on your front doorstep.
Make sure it's heavy enough so it doesn't grow legs.
Yeah, exactly.
We both have experienced that one, right?
I know.
Yeah. Or stick a tree in the ground, then it's not going to walk away.
That's right.
After about 2 or 3 months and the roots are out. I haven't lost a roadie yet.
I know.
But
they're hard to walk away with.
Boom, we pull it up. Yeah, but where's it going
to
go?
Yeah, to another roadie on the other corner.
Yeah. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Sherry Arkley. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redec, and American Ag Credit. Sherry, some of the different things that are going on in the area, we talk about Pride and some of those types of things. You guys dropped a couple bucks in the old State Theater. The theater itself is cool. And I don't know, to have a tipping point of 2 doesn't seem like it's much of a tipping point. But the mural, the big one that you guys had flat mode do.
Yeah.
Now there's a couple of other, other artists? Big goofy murals
I saw them.
In
yeah.
Old Town. Yeah. And it's like, okay, something is going on here. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is. It doesn't look like Victoriana.
No.
But it's on those buildings and they're
seeing. And the electrical boxes.
Murals. Different topic.
Okay.
I just keep the graffiti off those things for me.
Yeah.
But these big potential palettes of murals, is that something that is unique to Eureka? Is that something that's going on in the arts communities throughout the country?
You know, I don't have a good answer for you at all. I think it's part of the Art in Public Places movement, which is a good movement. It truly is. We have a lot. Eureka's known very much like Santa Fe.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Eureka is on the art map. I mean, we are the second most visited small art town in the United States. I mean, art.
Visited for art?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and prolific. I mean, artists and.
Yeah, I know we got a high concentration.
Right, right. But we are truly on the art map, and people come here and.
Are we monetizing it or taking advantage of it to the fullest extent?
I don't know. I sure hope so because we have some amazing artists here.
But we don't have like a lot of art galleries and things.
We have,
of that
yeah,
nature.
We do.
I mean, there's some.
Yeah, we have a lot.
Yeah, you know, I think of art galleries. I'm thinking San Francisco.
Well. We're not San Francisco. We have the Morris Graves Museum. We have a lot of art galleries down on 2nd and 3rd Streets. There's several in Arcata.
They're selling the product.
They're selling them.
Okay.
And these are really, Rob and I have a lot of Eureka and Humboldt County art in our home. And we adore it. Like Jim McVicker and Stock Schluter and you know, you say Dwayne Flatmo. Oh, my God. He's
well,
like.
You can't take that one home.
Probably
it's on the side of your building.
Probably one of our most famous sons and his wife, Mickey. And they are participating in our Nutcracker this year.
Oh, really?
Yes. And Mickey's come on board to do a lot of the art for the Nutcracker. She's just an amazing gifted artist. She's standing next to Dwayne, which is hard to stand next to, but because he's so amazing. But they're helping us with North Coast Dance with the Nutcracker.
Now the Nutcrackers aren't going to have Picasso faces. Are
no.
They? Okay, good.
But she's designing the two new costumes, the Rat King and the Rat Queen, which is going to be just amazing. And, you know, it's going to be fun. Every year, these costumes elevate to the point where we rival the San Francisco Ballet and in terms of costume quality and correctness.
Another example of not getting out of town?
Yes. What?
The level of live theater.
You don't have to with ours here. I mean, you know what's so cool?
But if you don't have a reference...
Yeah.
You don't know.
Well, what's cool, so cool about the, I'm going to make a cheap plug for ourselves. But with North Coast
Cheap
Dance.
Cheap is not the word,
cheap
I don't
is
think.
Not, yeah. The confluence of North Coast Dance and the Arkley Center. Man, people don't get to see this level of play in Humboldt County. And the access that we give to kids and to adults that get to see this level of play is amazing. You know, if you have your you know, 6 or 7 or 8 year old child, boy and girl, they can perform at North Coast Dance. They can perform on our stage. I can tell you that would be much harder in the Bay Area or even in Sacramento. And these kids get to perform on a big stage with a big, you know, the lights in their face, and it's cool.
Do the drama programs or theater programs at the high schools and at Humboldt, do they work together in with the community for the live theater, like at the Arkley? Because I you know, pick a town, so it's not here. If there was a large philanthropic investment in something like that, mm-hmm. I would think that would be a reflection of community support for live theater in the public schools.
Well, we are.
Do we have that?
Yes. Boy, that was gimme. And you didn't even, weren't even prompted for this.
No, I don't do that.
We have, North Coast Dance is in collaboration with the Arkley Center, with Humboldt County Schools. And we have 3 free days a year. We have schools to dance, and we get all these yellow buses in front of the theater, schools to symphony, and schools to opera. And these kids get to see, and then there's a day, I believe, for the Nutcracker where they get to come see rehearsal. I mean, it is spinning off, and oh, yeah.
More kids are involved in theater at
oh,
the
yeah.
school.
Yeah, because they get access, they get to see it. Where you just don't get to see this in these great big other metropolitan areas. That's the beauty of a small town, at least our small town.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. Final couple minutes this morning with Sherry Arkley. So what didn't we touch on?
Well, I just wanted to say that
I knew there was something.
I know. The Arkley Center is in wonderful collaboration with Center Arts from Humboldt State. And they are just an amazingly wonderful partner. They love us. We love them.
Are they going to use it more?
Yes. And the Van Duser is being retrofitted, I believe, and it will take 1.5 to 2 years to do. So they are coming over to us and frankly, loving it because we are a different venue than the Van Duser. And it's very livable, walkable. Not livable, but, you know, walkable. And
I'd say easy to get to.
Easy to get to. Lots of restaurants right there. People can go to the theater and go to...
Well, it's more metropolitan.
It's more in its sense
rather than being a campus outlet that's
right.
It might be a little bit more academic, a little bit more hoity-toity rather than mainstream,
well,
regular guy.
It's where the Humboldt State kids can perform, and that's awesome, of course. But if you want to see shows, I mean, we have the marquee, we have the interior of the theater with all...
Well, for the crowd.
The crowd.
It's going to be a bigger
and
crowd.
And lots of city-owned parking lots around us that close for city people at 5 o'clock. So, you know, for these evening shows, they're available. And
So how do you get more acts in there?
Roy Frischpan has his whole lineup. We have lineups from North Coast Dance and from the Arkley Center. We have Judy Collins coming, Joan Baez, Stephen Stills, The Temptations. And we, of course, always have the Eureka Symphony, which is... They're so good. You can't believe we have this symphony in Eureka, California. And they're really good. So, you know,
I sense a certain degree of bullishness about Eureka.
Well, you know what? I again, I go back to what you and I talked about in the first segment. It frosts me when people are so whiny and complaining. They have no idea how good they've got it and how great it.
Well, it's always easy to pick on your own
sure
house
is.
And to see what the weaknesses are rather than look at
and yeah,
the
and I'm not denying that we don't have problems. Of course we do, but we're working on them. Those men walking this morning, picking up trash on their very own, and people painting their houses and their businesses. And just go get a pot and put some flowers in it. And
Simple, easy,
not expensive. Just do it and care about what your neighbor's looking at, you know? I mean, if you like living with just weeds in your sidewalk, care about what somebody else have to
what look. I care about,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, what I care about. Exactly. And give to the world.
I have had some funny looks taking some Roundup and walking in.
I would give you a funny look, too.
Gutters and go squirt, 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 squirt.
Yeah, I'm pretty down on Roundup.
Well, okay, give me something else that'll kill it.
Salt.
I'm not going to go out with a salt shaker.
Oh,
there could be a
bet.
Slug in there.
Nope. Salt. That's what Rob and I do. We go out. We go and buy like five big Morton's containers, and they've got that beautiful little spout, and just put them all along the grout on the sidewalk.
All right, I'll test it.
I'm telling you, you burn those suckers away. They don't come back for years.
See you by tomorrow.